Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
I hope you enjoy part two of my interview with Berenice León.
We have, so those two are our short-term rentals. So those are the ones that we basically, you know, essentially you're paying per night, yeah. Right? And then aside from that, we have others, we have three other ones that are long-term rentals. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like thinking in my head actually, because I'm trying to count, I would say three or four that are other long-term rentals. There's one property that we have, it's a duplex. And that one, same thing. It was, you know, location, location, location.
Yeah.
We remodeled that one, and that one has paid off really well. We have good tenants in there. But that one is not as fun because it's the one that makes you quite a lot of money too,
sure.
Right? Because it's just
sure.
sitting there, building its equity, doing its thing. And then we have two other rentals also that we are just like longer term, and we manage them all ourselves.
Wow. And when you say yourselves, you mean you and your husband?
Me, my husband, and then my friend, one of the duplex, we went in on that with a friend too. So with
I really
the same
love
friend that.
That
I have with Seaside.
Yeah, I really, really love that. I think that it is even though in like some cases you hear about friends going in on things together, I don't think it's done enough. Because if you feel like sad that you maybe can't get something, like talk to your colleagues, talk to your friends. And if you don't have anybody that's like on that level, I kid you not, talk to your coworkers. Like as long as you have a lawyer that can put together an agreement that says, hey,
exactly.
If XYZ happens, this is, you know, you got to sell, you got to do this, whatever. Like it's really, it's another way of getting money, right? Like.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And you know, that's something that I talk to people about is if you can do it yourself, then do it, right?
Yeah.
Like if you don't need another partner
Great.
for whatever reason, like, great, go do it on your own. But if the thing that's keeping you from doing it is, you know, time or like money or, you know, the help, any of that, bring someone along, especially just even for first time home buyers. I remember the very, very first loan that I closed on my own, like years ago, it was two friends and they were looking for a house with basically a basement and like first level floor so they could have each their own space, right? And I thought, like, how cool that friends are going in on this together, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen as often as you would think, because kind of what you mentioned earlier is there are a lot of, you know, you hear like bad stories
Sure.
or things going sideways, and people don't want to take the risk. They don't want to take the risk of going in on
Sure.
it, but there's always going to be ways to limit risk. You
Yeah.
get a lawyer, you have the conversations, you go in on it with somebody that is also talking money with you all the time. That's like
Yeah.
the big one. It's the friend that I went down in on this with. She's my best friend, but also we talk money like left and right all the time, right?
Yeah.
She knows my finances. I know hers. We know the good, the ugly, like all of it. So going into something was, that part wasn't an issue,
Yeah.
right? We're going into this knowing that we're both financially responsible.
Yeah, and I think that we need to really kind of look at those relationships, because even a marriage can fall apart. So,
Exactly.
and that I feel is even more high stakes, because there's, you know, you've been building assets together versus if you do something with a friend. I mean, I think just any relationship, there are going to be ups and downs, and it really is just about how you have that conversation and what safeguards you can put into it. So I'm, again, this
Exactly.
is all just for informational, educational purposes, but you know, you got to think outside the box, especially now where the economy, some folks are really scared. There's a lot of crazy things happening out there. So you have to get creative, because I know a lot of folks that they feel like as a single person, they're never going to be able to purchase a home, where you are really saying like, that's only if you want to keep yourself in that box, right?
Right. There's so many options. I mean, there are so many options. And the thing is, though, if you aren't talking to the right person, then how are you going to know how
Yeah.
to get there, right? Someone that has done the buying with a friend, or you have roommates. I mean, all of us at one point had roommates, and then we ventured off and we're like, okay, we're not going to buy with other people. But
Yeah.
it's like, well, why not? If that's the one thing that's keeping you, you can go in on it with somebody. And again, you just have to limit the risk that you're taking. But I mean, for me, I've always just been the person like, I'd rather take the risk and see where that takes me than to like not do anything and be upset about like not having the things I want for
Totally.
me,
I'm like
right?
that too. I think that's why like your story resonates so much, 'cause I'm a let's just try it and we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
We'll see what happens.
same.
And I think because in the back of our minds we do have like we do have as much as you possibly can an exit strategy. Some it's not like we just did it without having something. Like I think one
Yes.
thing that I do love that you do and you always share is like have I guess your ducks in a row rather. Like figure out like do you have enough to do this? Do you have enough for the deposit? Do you have enough for a little bit of reserve or for the maintenance or for the like you don't come in on it with zero to just like drown in debt. You know,
Exactly,
so.
exactly. And and one of the big things too is which it's the part that whoever you're working with, if you're getting a loan, right, whoever you're working with, there's the other part to like the lending side that if you're going into it for whatever reason, like they'll say, hey, like you may not end up getting enough rent for this, right?
Right.
Like you might not be getting enough rent, you might not this or that. So then you have to assess that and think about that. Like what happens if I don't make as much money as I wanted to on the short term? Can I have it default into a long term, and how much money will I
Yeah.
make on that? And then if that doesn't work, can I come up with the, difference? And if that doesn't work, am I willing to move in it and have it be my house, right? There's always a the when I talk about like, kind of risk taking, kind of like you, I have plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D.
Yeah.
Like there's always those backup plans. In case something doesn't work out, but then ultimately that just lets me know, like, hey, we're just always thinking ahead to make sure that something doesn't fall through the cracks.
And that's such a great point because if you think about it, I think I'll liken it to this. You get all these creators telling you time and again, build an e email list because Facebook, Meta, you know, can say, I'm going to shut down Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, or TikTok can disappear again, or whatever, right? Whatever's out there, X, I don't know, it can turn into whatever else or just completely disappear. And what happens to all of those followers? What happens to all your content? Where is it going to live? It's the same thing. What if Airbnb, VRBO, HipCamp, all of these things suddenly completely disappear? How would you survive?
And that's happening like very much so with short terms.
Yeah.
For a while, short terms just like took off, right? There wasn't as many restrictions. And then cities and then counties started to get involved and saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. So you did have to have that backup, right?
Yeah.
So we always have to have a backup in case our first plan doesn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case. And so, would you, considering how things are going right now, if the moment was right, would you still invest in a new property now? And also,
Like,
what are your plans for the future?
absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing. Absolutely. Right now, with the job transition that I had, so my husband and I both within a year had a job transition, right? So we like to have our reserves in place, be set well so that we're not struggling.
Yeah.
Once we are like, saving money, we're always saving money for real estate.
For the potential next purchase, I
For
love
the
that.
potential, like I'm always set. Like, I think even today, I saw myself scrolling through houses that were, like under 300,000, being like, I wonder what is out there in this area for this much, because we're never not, we're always looking, and it's all about the right timing. So like when we are financially like feeling good again, our ducks are in a row, like you mentioned. Absolutely. Like another real estate property is what we're going to end up getting. So I think that, and and I right now what's re been really calling to me is I really want to get into the commercial space. And I don't know if that means that we invest in commercial property, but that's the one that I'm really curious about. And anytime I get curious about something, it's like, okay, like what do I need? Like
The
how does this
manifestation
work?
starts,
Exactly. Like how do I, and then I start assessing that risk too. Like what if this, what if that? And can I like what's going to end up happening? But for us, we definitely want to continue to grow our real estate portfolio, and start, basically just like diversifying our financial portfolio as well. Like what does it look if we start investing in businesses, in commercial property, like all of this, and like learning. So that's the next step for us personally, right? I would love to have another short-term rental up in the mountains. That would be like the dream.
I
Also.
super unsexy. I like sometimes daydream about parking lots
Yeah,
because
yes,
I
right.
mean they're not, you really can post up a sign. It's like not responsible for XYZ. Of course you want to be as like, you want to have your safeguards there too, but everywhere you go, you need to find parking
Everywhere,
everywhere. And a lot
everywhere.
of these places are privately owned. And I remember, I don't know if we talked about this ever, Berenice, but I remember a long time ago when I was in high school, college, there was a car wash. I'm from LA, right, originally. And this was specifically when we were living in El Sereno. There was a car wash not too far from where we lived. And that guy had, I think he was working on a second car wash, but it was nice to see, like, not from here, Latino. He came over when he was young. He handled his business, opened up his car wash, and it was like he did the best. Like, it was detailing, whatever. He was killing it. And he kept saying, I'm saving up to buy parking lots. I'm going to get several parking lots in downtown LA. And I don't know why, even at that moment, I was like, why? Tell me more. He's like, think about it. Downtown LA is jam-packed. And even then, like this was like 20 some years ago, they were already charging $14, for the day. Now it's more than
Wow.
that. So I'm like, wow, that never ever went away. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll be like the parking lot queen. You know what I mean?
Well,
It's
but
like,
that's true, right? It's like if you think everything and anything is real estate
it
to some
is.
extent. The part, yeah, like somebody has to own that lot, right? There's my husband and I have also thought, we're always just like talking of like, what if, what if, what if? And then there's the manufacturer home parts, right? Or what do you call the
Totally.
trailer parts, right? I grew up in one. And thinking, and I have family that still has their manufactured homes and these parks, and the amount that you have to pay in the leases every month, right? And then you think of all of that. I mean, that's like another thing where, like, how much does it cost to go and buy area, like a lot where you can then put manufactured homes on there?
I don't think a lot of, but maybe to elaborate, when if you don't know, when if somebody purchases a mobile
Oh,
home,
yes.
they're literally purchasing the box. The land belongs to the owner of the land. So you, a part of your payment is paying the lease. You are essentially renting a plot of land where your mobile home sits.
Exactly. And here in the Portland metro area, the lease is about $800, if not, and some more. And that's just the spot, the place, right? So you're like thinking kind of like the parking lots, like what else? Like what else is out there?
Totally. There's so much. I'm like, That's it. That's what I'm gonna, that's what I'm gonna do tonight, just so everyone knows. I'm just gonna look up things. Like, what else can I do? But one thing that I know, like at least personally, what we're focusing on is we do want to get a nice piece of land, no matter what, just to kind of have like in the back pocket. My husband always likes to say, "Buy land, they don't make it anymore." It's not really, I don't know where he got that quote from, but it really sticks with me also because they really don't make it anymore. So you just want to make sure,
Yes.
maybe, if anybody out there knows about water, tell me about it because I'm curious about that too. Any type of energy, like again, this is all informational, educational. We just want to give people, especially like, we're Latino background. We want to give our people like different ideas to explore and be creative and build that wealth that's going to give them the freedom that makes them feel peaceful inside. Maybe like you like have their families come and then it just becomes a family affair. Like my dream is really to just get to a point where everything's paid off. And everyone's living wherever they need to when they need to in my family, and we can all just take off business class or first to Paris if we want to. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yes.
yes, it's just one of those things.
Yes.
So I'm really excited that you are experiencing this at such a young age also. It doesn't matter what age you're starting, it's not what I'm saying, but it's great to see that and to know that you could start very young doing this. Like if you're already paying rent, talk to Berenice and figure out how you can get your ducks in a row so you can figure out how to buy your
Yes.
own house. But hey, if
Yes.
people want to find you, if they want to learn from you, if they want guidance on getting a conventional and unconventional loans, where can they contact you?
So two places. So one, LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn at Berenice León Hurtado. And I, with my new job, now I'm going to be trying to put a lot more info out there on social media. So I started a new Instagram account, which I'm excited about. And you can follow me at Cafecito Home Loans.
Cafecito Home Loans, everyone. I'm going to put that in the show notes so you have it
Yes.
there. Cafecito Home Loans. Thank you so much for being on the show again. And I feel like we're going to have you back to then discuss like how did you get into those contracts with your friends? Like you're just going to be a
Yes,
featured guest time and again here. So
just come, just come, because there's or I guess just call me, because there's so much to it, right? There's
yeah.
the how do we get into it, but then there's the financing, the
Yeah.
legality of it, like the business, like
So
business
much.
contracts, all of it, and then even now, like the maintenance of it and how we keep on growing what we have
Yeah.
now. So
Yeah.
a lot of info.
She's ready to give info away, folks. So I've said it before, I said it again. Contact the guest, get yourself on there, get financially savvy. Thank you so much for being here. And audience, we will catch you next time.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.